We are moving into the last segment of this program. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us. Excited to share one more insight with you tonight. This is the Chelek HaMachshava, a thought to take us into Shavuos with a focus on an inner spiritual core, an element of Pnimius that we could think about for this Yontif that hopefully will resonate with all of us. So I see that for some reason I don't have the ability to do screen sharing right now. Let's see. Let's see if I can. I don't know. It's telling me it's disabled the screen sharing. Rabbi Mateki, could you enable my screen sharing here so I could show? Hold on a second. It's good now? Okay. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Okay. So, Brishus Rabbi Mateki, I hope you can all see the Mar Makomos on the screen. We'll only use a few of them, and we'll share an insight having to do with our olfactory sense, our sense of smell as it relates to the holiday of Shavuos and how we all belong at this Yontif. There is a well-known story that probably everybody here remembers well. When Yaakov appears before Yitzchak for the brachos, he approaches him, and Yitzchak, he kisses him, vayigash, you see in Mar Mokum, in source number one, in Bereshis, in Perek Chav Zayin, vayigash vayishaklo, and he kisses him, vayorach esreach begodav vayavorcheyu. And he smells, Yitzchak Avinu smells the clothing of Yaakov, and he blesses him. Vayomer, he says, re'ei reach beni kereach sadeh, Asher Bercho Hashem. Look at this. This is exceptional. It's unusual. The fragrance, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed. So what's going on here in this pasuk? The reach, the smell of his begodim, of his clothes. So the Medrash HaGadol here points out, Vayorach es reach begodav. He smelled the smell of his clothes, says the Medrash, Elu Poshe Yisrael. These are the rebellious Jews. Al Tikri Begodav, don't read it as Begodav, he smelled the clothing, Ela Bogdav. Interesting. He smells Yaakov Avinu's clothing, Begodav, but he interprets that as Bogdav, those who rebel. Livgod means to rebel. And what does he smell? Says Rashi, Vayorach, Mar Mokum number 3, Vahalo, Ein Reach Ra, Yosar Misheta Feizim. There is nothing more foul smelling than sheepskin. It's totally nasty. So what does it mean, Vayorach es reach begodav? Ah, he smelled his clothes, smells beautiful. Elamalamid shenichnasa imo reach gan eden. It came in with him, the smell, the reach of gan eden. And I want to understand, on our level, what's going on over here? What does it mean that there was the smell of gan eden that entered with Yaakov, and what does that have to do with Begodav and Bogdav? What's going on in this very peculiar thing? That's issue number one. Issue number two, many of us are familiar with the concept that Shavuos, this Yontif, is exceptional. It's different from other Yomim Tovim. Because the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about how you're supposed to spend Yontif. Are you supposed to spend it mixed between davening and learning and eating? Or are you supposed to choose just learning and davening and eat a quick tuna fish sandwich for lunch? But everybody agrees, the Gemara says, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees. Then we come to Atzeres, this Yontif of Shavuos, Hakol Modim de be'ina nami lachem. Everybody agrees that we all need to celebrate and enjoy with a Suda that is beautiful. You cannot be Yotze, your Sudas Yontif, with just the same tuna fish sandwich you could eat during the week. It has to be a little bit nicer. Shavuos is different. And the question is, why is it HaKol Modim? Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos, Be'ina Nami Lachem. That's issue number two. And these two, I believe, as we will see, are actually related to each other. One more Ha'ara here. If you look on the page, Gemara says in Shabbos something amazing. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Says Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, this is Shabbos Peches Amid Beis. In that context, there is the Gemara about Matan Torah. My dechsev lechayov ka'arugas habosam. What does it mean in Shir Hashirim that it's lechayayim? The cheeks are like arugas habosam, like rows of fragrant flowers. Says the Gemara, kol dibur v'dibur sheyatzam mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every statement that emerged from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nismale kol ha'olam kulo besamim. The entire world was filled with fragrance. And the Gemara goes even deeper. If the whole world was filled from the first Dibur, my son, who's 4 years old, he came home with a great translation for Aseres HaDibros. Apparently, in pre-nursery, they're called the 10 good rules. I like that idea. Aseres HaDibros, the 10 good rules. So after you heard the first good rule, it was filled with besamim, with fragrance. So what happened? Nisdibur sheni lehechon alach. Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruach. First he took out the wind, and he blew it away. Shenemar sifsos of shoshanim notfos morover. Al tikrei shoshanim ela shoshonim. Shoshanim, those fragrant flowers, it's not shoshanim, it's shoshonim. So what is the pshat? Why is it that on Har Sinai there were fragrances? It was full of a reach. So perhaps we can understand this whole set of issues, these three issues of the blessing of Yaakov with the reach of the Sadeh and the Atzeres and the smell at Har Sinai in light of Gemara in Masechta Brachos here in Mem Gimel Amid Beis, which you see in source number 6. Om Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Om Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, say in the name of Rav, Minayin, how do you know? Shemevorchin ala reach, that you make a bracha on reach. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, kol hanishama tahalil ka. Ezu davar shanishama nenes mimenu ve'ena guf nenu mimenu, have yomer ze reach. How do you know that you're supposed to recite a bracha when you smell a fragrance, when you have besamim? Because the pasuk says, every soul should praise the Borei Olam. What is it that is something praise, that's worthy of praise, that dafka, our soul, should praise for, that our neshama enjoys, that our physical body doesn't enjoy? The Gemara says, Heve Omer Zeareach. What does that Gemara mean? What does it mean that our neshama enjoys a fragrance more than other senses? So I guess on one level, it's simple. When you eat a Romanian salami, which, by the way, nobody should be confused, eating milchigs doesn't preclude eating fleishigs. And Baruch Hashem, being in Chicago, I assume many people here are machmer to eat fleishigs also. It's a very important thing not to forget. You know, sometimes the milchigs overshadows for some reason. But the eating of Romanian, of the salami, if it's Altar HaSakodesh, we make a bracha on that because we have physical enjoyment. As opposed to our sense of smell, our olfactory sense, it's not as gas, it's not as physical. But it also means something deeper. If we go back to the beginning of time, the first episode that is recorded in the Chumash, which has a tragic ending, we had a conversation between the Nachash and Chava, between Chava and Adam HaRishon. And what happened? The Nachash, he spoke to Chava, and she listened to him. She listened. She saw Vatera, she saw the tree, Kisava Hula Inayim, that it looked really good. Vatikach, she took the fruit, Vatochal, and she ate it. But what did she did not What did she not do? What did she not do according to the Pasuk? Any guesses? Hillel, you there? I'm not sure. George, you still there? Oh, you're there. So what did she not do? If she saw it, she listened, she ate it, and she held it. What did she not do? Right, but if we have five senses, which one did she not use? Thank you, Steve. Shkoyach. You bailed him out. She didn't smell it. What that means is that even though, unfortunately, Adam and Chava tarnished and diminished their sense of touch and their sense of sight and their sense of hearing and their sense of taste, what they did not diminish was their sense of smell. The chush hareach, the olfactory, that sense was never damaged or tarnished in the chet hakadmon. Maybe that's why, Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with my maternal grandfather's very noticeable nose. Sometimes it's a problem, although I think it's a blessing when it comes to the Zoom, because I'm very, my feature is very recognizable on the Zoom. You see the nose, you know I'm here. It's good. The reach. There was no Easter to touch it either. There was an Easter to eat it, exactly. But the problem is that in this whole Maisa, all the things that were ruined, the smell was never ruined. The reach. So the reason, perhaps, why Chazal say that your neshama benefits from reach, there's such a thing as a neshama dika hanah, that the guf doesn't enjoy, is because the guf is this worldly. It's physical, and it is in the clutches of, so to speak, the Malach HaMavis, the Yetzer Hara, the physical, this part of us, the Nefesh HaBahami, but not the Ruach, the Reach. The word Reach is like the word Ruach. It has nothing tangible. The particles, they're intangible. They're more either, even more internal than your eyes, which have cones and rods in them right at the front of your face. Reach represents something that was never tarnished. We may have made a lot of mistakes in our lives. We may have gone astray with lots of different things. But you know what? There's a part of our neshama that can never be severed from its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That portion of us, we have like a channel. Yaakov Chevel Nachal Oso, the Alter Rebbe explains in the Tanya, we have a cord that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if, God forbid, a person does many averas and they snip lots of the little pieces of that cord, but the reach, but the person's inner neshama, that can never be damaged. We could damage a lot of things, but not the neshama. Every person, even Rachmana Litzlan, the most serious Rasha, even such a person has a nekuda hapnimis, has that pintle yid, we could call it, that can always come back. Do you know what happened to the Jewish people at Har Sinai? The Medrash says, Paska zu amasan. We lost the filth, the influence of the chait of Adam Arishon. What was that expressed by? The fragrance. The reach was everywhere. It was the original reach. It's reminding all the Jews at Har Sinai that we all have that capacity to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go back to where it was perfect, Adam Rishon, before the chait. Because the reach, the smell, is never damaged. That's never taken away from us. That connection, that pintle yid, is always there. It's the reach. At Har Sinai, there was reach everywhere. Maybe that's why when Yitzchak Avinu smelled Gan Eden, the chiddush was that even bogdim, even people who are rebellious, doesn't matter. they also have the reach of Gan Eden. Why did he smell Gan Eden? Because if you look at a Russia, maybe they don't look good. Maybe they have bad maisim. Maybe we make mistakes with what we ate or what we saw. But what we smell, our inner neshama, our kol neshama, that always has a chelek of Olam Haba. That can never be broken. Even if we're bogdim, even if we're mordim, doesn't matter. There's the reach of Gan Eden that's deep within us. Says the Chasam Sofer, an absolutely spectacular Murid de Gevort. It's on that Mar Mekomoshim. We're not going to do it inside because it's late in the night. You can see it here. It's in the Drushas and Shavuos. Looks like, I believe, this drasha was delivered by the Chasam Sofer on May 19th, 1782. In Tuf Kuf, it looks like Tuf Kuf Mem Beis. If not, it's Samach Beis and it will be 1812, but I think the Chasam Sofer died around then. So I think it's 1782. Chasam Sofer writes, amazing. Every Jew was at Har Sinai. You know what that means? That Kabbalah Satorah is for everyone. Nobody should think that Kabbalah Satorah is only for the rabbis. Not only that, he says, not only that Kabbalah Satorah is not just for the Balabatim, the Erlich Yidden that I see in this group, but he says the Kabbalah Satorah is also for the Rishoyim, for the wicked. Everyone has a Shechelik in Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why HaKol Modim, he says, everybody agrees that on a Tzeres, everybody needs to celebrate. Be'ina nami lachem. Every Jew needs to make a suda on Shavuos because each one of us has a chelek in Torah. Because at Maimon Har Sinai, even the wicked people smelled like roses because our neshamas shined. We tapped into the inner pintle yid. He says that's why many places, he says, they have the minhag to put trees in the shul. He says, dafka, it was interesting, I didn't know this. There was a minhag to put not fruit trees. Why not fruit trees? Why bare bushes? And think about that, right? They put flower arrangements, not fruit trees. Why? Because a fruit tree has peros. A Ilan Srak doesn't even have peros. He says the Ilan Srak represents the Rasha, represents the person who has no mitzvos, and yet they belong in the shul on Shavuos. They have as much of a chelek in Torah as any balabas, any Rosh Kolel, any Rosh Hashiva, anybody off the street, any Jew. Amazing, says the Chasam Sofer. He says even further, he's a whole drash, he says that's why we eat milchigs, because what happens when you take the milk out of a cow? Then you divide it up. There's the curds, and the whey, and then the water. He says those different components of the milk represent different kinds of Jews. You have, I guess, the cream cheese Jews, their mamish very geschmack. And then you have maybe the whey Jews. And then you have the watery Jews, not as geschmack. But says the Chasam Sofer, once that milk was chosen from all the Jews were chosen from all the nations, the milk was taken, extracted from the cow, all the parts of the milk are going to be used. It's all important. What an unbelievable, it's a sensational idea. He says, Dafka, his Lashon is, Ratzalomar shenitna daika l'kula yalma b'shave. Everyone is given the Torah equally. Whatever your station, whatever your background, whatever your history, when you came to Har Sinai, everyone smelled great. Nismale kola ulam kula besamim. He points out that in the Ketores, the besamim that we had in the Beis HaMikdash, there was also chelbana that had a foul odor. But it doesn't matter because even the bogdim, even the rishayim, they also have an inner reach of Gan Eden. This, Chasam Sofer, is such an empowering idea. He tells us we come to Shavuos, somebody might think, Ech bin, who am I? I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a Rosh Hashiva, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Maybe the person thinks I'm a Rasha, Rachmana Litzlan. Says the Chasam Sofer, it doesn't matter. Because at Har Sinai, everybody smelled good. We all tapped into the koach of the reach, of the smell. Hakol modim, everybody agrees that be'ina lachem, we all have to celebrate. We all, even if we're bogdim, we all have that reach of Gan Eden. This yontif, we have the ability to tap into this incredible koach, no matter where we are. the Kabbalah Satorah, says the Chasam Sofer, is kulam b'shaveh. Nobody should think it's not for me. It's for each one of us and for all of us. Halavai, we will be zoche to feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to smell that good, this yontif, of the Reach of Gan Eden, of the Reach of Torah, each one of us, kulam b'shaveh, and we'll be back together. Vayichan Mirtz Hashem, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar will be not just on Zoom together, but in close proximity, Bevias Gol Tzedek, celebrating Matan Torah in Yerushalayim Yerakot.